This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sacramento Kings get their first win of the season last night against the Portland Trail Blazers. That beam was lit bright. Laker fans were all in our comments. But we just have to deal with it. It's not our fault. We just got to deal with it. They was all over the DeRozan tweet or the DeRozan IG post. They was all over the Kings comments. But that's all we can do is just.
Hey, we don't give a damn. Like the beam.
That's all we care about. That's all we care about.
Like the beam. That boy, DeMar DeRozan, got to light the beam for the first time this year.
Yep.
And guarantee you, if they go into Utah and handle business and win a night, you drive down I-5, you drive anywhere downtown, that beam going to be in the sky.
You know what's funny? We didn't know this. We found out we were at the Sawyer one night. That beam goes up when the buzzer goes off. We was watching the end of the game on our phones, and we were like, okay, has anyone seen the beam? Has anyone not seen it? Do you want to go out and see it?
Yeah.
And we turn around and there it is. It's like already up
on the road. There is no ceremony, right?
Nope,
like, because in the home games you gotta wait for Scott Moak and he's talking.
Yep.
And all this. No, on the road it's a buzzer sounds, beam is up.
Yep. As soon as that buzzer went off, it was like boom, there it is. Didn't know that. Did you know?
Did you know?
Beam gets lit immediately.
I used to love that part of the 3 o'clock sports center back in the early 90s.
Okay.
Did you know?
All right. Well, there's a fun little tidbit last night there. And the Kings and the Jazz will play tonight. So if the Kings get a win, as soon as the game's over, that beam will be lit. Both teams are playing on the second night of a back-to-back. Jazz are traveling back, right? That's not a home and home for them.
No, they were in Dallas.
Yeah, they're traveling back. So equal footing. I mean, Utah is at home, but in terms of scheduling and all of that stuff, like it's equal footing for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first game of a 4-game road trip that includes the Raptors, of course, the Jazz tonight, the Raptors, the Hawks, and the Heat.
Hey, man, we talked about it earlier. This is an opportunity. I'm not going to – you have to do that. This is an opportunity to kind of balance out that record. You know, you've got teams on that schedule that if you are locked in, you're playing good basketball, and you're executing, you should be able to at the very least overpower them, if mm-hmm. not just outright outplay them. Get that record when you come back to play Toronto at home or before you play, I think, the Clippers of the game after that. You know, look to be 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
5-5-2, whatever the case. You've got that opportunity right here. Take advantage of the opportunity, man. Play. Don't, if you get beat, let it be because the other team was just playing good basketball and you got to tip your hat. They're pros too. Don't be in a situation where you're beating yourself. You're turning the ball over. You're not going.
I didn't say anything. I didn't say nothing. Sitting here minding my business.
Wait. No.
Come on, y'all. We got an hour left. Jesse just trying to get us to the finish line. This whole day has been a disaster. The whole day.
But you got a situation where, you know, you go out there and you execute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confident you should be able to win.
Yeah.
And take care of business. Take care of business on this little stretch right here. Get yourself. You're already above water, or getting close to being above water.
Yeah.
Excel.
Tonight's important. Tonight's important. Kind of get that dub. Just level things back out,
mm-hmm.
and start to build now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you're right. You're not quite level yet. Get this one tonight, and then, you know, start to build on something. I don't want to get into a situation where it feels like they're playing catch up. We're just trying to get them back to 500 for the first 10 games of the season or whatever, and then seeing if they can build up on that. They've done that in years past, but we don't, it's not really something we want to see this year. We spoke earlier about how I think everyone who spoke yesterday, from De'Aaron to Kevin to Malik, and I think even Trey said something about it at his locker, that they all use some form of the phrase, we're getting to know each other on the floor. We're still getting to know each other on the floor. And that has been a topic of discussion. I know you said leading into, you know, I think before the Minnesota game, or maybe it was after the Minnesota game, it was, it's going to take 10 games. That's when I'm really going to evaluate where this squad is. It's going to take time for them to get to know each other on the floor. And we can create all of these storylines and talking points we want to. Deuce and Mo can talk about whatever they want. You know, Kings fans can talk about whatever they want. Matt George, same thing. When De'Aaron is saying it, and Kevin is saying it, and Malik is saying it, and they're all saying it simultaneously, it leads me to believe they still got a lot to figure out there on the floor, which probably, all things considered, given the fact that they lost to Minnesota by a couple, they lost to L.A., I think, by four, and then they get a win. Hey, like, maybe there are some good things they have for this team.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, if that moment where they do know each other on the court happens, there might be some good things ahead, because they haven't played bad. They obviously don't have the record any of us hoped that they would, but they haven't played awful in those games.
Yeah, and that's an encouraging sign for me, that you're still getting to know each other. You're still getting to get a feel for how you guys play out on the court, yet you're still competitive. You're still giving yourselves opportunities to win. So, like you mentioned, when you get to the point where, you know, you are more comfortable, you know, let's go. We're able to compete with anybody. We're able to take care of business against teams like Portland, because I don't want to say we have it on cruise control, but it's kind of close to it at that point. Tonight will show me a lot, man. It'll show me a lot. If you can go into Utah, which always, except for the first game of the season last year, seems to be a tough place to play. It's just they're well coached. It's just a weird situation. If you can go in there and handle business, we're in the business right now of just winning the game. You know what I mean? JWTDG, just win the damn game. And you get yourself 2-2, get a little closer to having a better feel for what's going on. It will show me a lot. Taking care of these two games will show me a lot.
Okay. Let me ask you something.
Okay.
What if they don't?
Disappointment. Disappointment.
But does that show you something?
Not yet, because I know I said those two games, but I am looking at the totality of the stretch of games. So if they lose tonight, but they win the next four, that means they're that 5-1 that I was talking about. Then you're good. So I don't want to lump this game as the end all be all. It can tonight alone can show me something. It can't necessarily take something away from me, because I'm still looking in the totality. Tonight will be a back to back situation. You flew. You didn't have no letdown. You handled business in one. There's a level of impressiveness to that, but there's still work to do. Because in the same vein, if they won tonight and then lost the next three games, well, you didn't show me much of anything. So yeah.
It's hard to, especially at the beginning of the year, it's hard to evaluate teams on a night-to-night basis. Like, I don't think, I mean, boy, Trista's conversation was pretty eye-opening, but I don't, because I haven't been following all of that stuff. I don't think the Bucks are going to be bad all year. I don't think the Pacers are going to be bad all year. I don't think the Hawks are going to be in the top six all year. You know what I mean? Like, and we're so early into this, it's like, okay, what does this wind up looking like? What does this wind up looking like? You mentioned it. The Kings could win tonight, and we're like, okay, here we go. You know, this, everything's back level. Let's go out there and get some wins and see what this season looks like. And then they lose the next three. And then they're playing for my, and then that's happening again. And then you wind up in a season where we keep waiting for them to find their footing. And that's what happened last year. I think last year we didn't want to take a true valuation of what this team was, which was just a team that, whether you want to say that they were up and down, or you want to say that they couldn't find their footing, Or you just want to say that they weren't as good the year prior. Any of that is perfectly fine with me. Mm-hmm. But we kept waiting. And every time we'd see, oh, this could be the momentum shifter, it never was. Mm-hmm. And you're doing that in game 50.
Right.
And see, it's really hard to do it in game 3 and 4 in trying to truly figure out what this team is. Again, they've been in two competitive games that they've lost. They played a bad basketball team. And they won. They got a couple of bad basketball teams ahead. Of course, they have a bad history against those teams.
Mm-hmm.
What's that look like moving forward? What's that look like the rest of the season? It's going to be a while before this story is before this team is truly understood. But this is a, if there is a such thing as a great road trip to have to start the season, this might be it.
I agree. Yeah. So
build some momentum here.
I want to see these guys. Not that wins and losses don't matter, because they absolutely do, but I want to see them start to play good. I'd be really disappointed if they threw the ball around, turned it over a bunch of times, started missing free throws, all this other stuff tonight. Yeah. Like, that would be, come on, man. Like, don't do that. And I think if you just don't do those things, that should be pushing you towards a win. And a lot of times against these teams, take care of them. If you're going to lose, like I mentioned earlier, if you're going to lose, let it be because they played at a high level. Not because you played sloppy and didn't do your job.
I also want to see what Mike does. Because Mike's talked a lot about rotations, figuring out lineups, not wanting to play DeMar, Keegan, whoever, you know, 40-plus minutes a game or whatever the case may be. And I think last night, the way that the game went, helped him manage that. They were up 26 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
It helped kind of manage everything. What happens when they're playing a tougher team? Like, is he able to do this against Miami? Right? Is he able to do this if they're playing Milwaukee? They're coming back. They've got, I think Toronto's back here. Then it's the Clippers. Like, I don't know if the Clippers are good or not, but is he able to do it against them?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that, do we see tight games, closer games, DeMar, Keegan, De'Aaron closer to the 40-minute mark, which is something I don't think Mike wants to do.
Mm.
So I'm curious how all of that is managed over the course of this 4-game road trip.
Yeah.
We'll come back. I'll come back. Jason Jones will be with me. I don't know if anybody else will, because I've got a feeling I know what Jason Jones wants to talk about. Steelo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. I was just going to say Jason Jones is going to join us.
Yeah, no, I just got to tap in. I wanted to make sure this was on the was on the radio side.
Well, we're learning.
Because
4 years.
And I think this is the only way the point will get across. But Jesse, I think Jesse was with, I don't even know if you were here, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, didn't we get this chipper, you know, chesty call from Stanley?
Oh, I thought about that yesterday. Yeah. Where you at, Stanley?
Yeah, where you at, Stanley?
Stanley, show up.
Stanley called. I think they lost to Arizona. He's like, oh, yeah, the Cowboys coming to town, too. We about to put y'all away.
I remember because I said, too, like, after that, it was Stanley's third year in a row doing this, and it never works out well.
So I told Stanley, look, don't worry. We got a doctor's appointment lined up. They're going to give us the prescription, and it'll be all good. I'm Stanley. Look, maybe if you're listening right now, because we got Jason Jones coming up, don't call today because you're not going to get through. But tomorrow, this week, I need to hear from you, Stanley. I need to hear from you.
Yeah, Stanley. Sorry.
You said he called with a chesty call?
Yeah, chest out. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This was the year. It's like, this was the year, according to Stanley.
Yeah, it was the year to get your ass beat again. That's what the year called for.
Would you call them Pepto Cowboys?
The Pepto Cowboys. Put it on a shirt, David Garcia. The Pepto Cowboys.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny.
Man.
Sorry, Stanley. Hope you're well, brother. I've never heard a call referred to as chesty, but that's fine. It's fine. New things. We learn new things here. Shout out to our man, Stanley. Stanley, you always got an open line if you want to call and talk about your Cowboys, which I don't blame you if you don't.
They're sorry.
Lord.
Cowboys are sorry.
It is a bad football team.
$60 million quarterback right there.
Fresh contract. Fresh. Like, that, but I don't even think the contract started yet.
But in hasn't defense of Dakota, like, that roster's not good.
No. It's not good, but he doesn't look good either. I think it's the best of both worlds.
Mm. Yeah. Meanwhile, Mike Tomlin 6-2.
Well, real quick, too, if you're the $60 million.
Steelers ain't paid nobody since the 70s.
If you're the $60 million quarterback, too, real quick, you got to make the other guys better. Yeah, I'm paying you $60 million.
I'm with you. You know when I knew that game was over on Sunday?
When it kicked off?
Yeah.
Not far after. On that Cowboys first drive, when it was 3rd and 5, and they handed it off to the fullback on an inside give.
Yeah.
I said, oh, McCarthy, he ain't even here. No
Mike McCarthy got senioritis.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome in. Look at this, man. Jason Jones.
Hey, where's the other Dodger fan going? Where's he going?
Man, he just walked out of the he's been wanting to talk baseball all day. He just walked out of the studio, just gave me the deuce.
He was having a good weekend, too. His Lakers are off to a good start.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. I wonder where he's going.
I don't know why he's like this, man. He's a little shaken up. He was referring to them as my Yankees for like a 2-week stretch, and I don't think they've won a game since you've referred to them as my Yankees. I'll just remind him real quick. This is a radio show still. Like, if you want,
you got somebody to talk to?
I do. I just, you know.
I understand this. I mean, you were posing in front of the team store.
He was posing in front of the team store. That's correct.
Yep. L.A. and all of a sudden you're just like, I don't understand this.
Yeah.
We should be excited. This is an exciting time. Exciting.
Hello,
time.
This is the happiest I've ever seen Jason. Like, this is, look at the smile. Jay, you almost can't possibly ruin this. Like, Jason knows it's finally happened. His Dodgers are finally going to win a real World Series.
This is disgusting. You humiliated the Yankees along the way. Last night, you know, I mean, we're going
to
skip.
I mean, like, we about to be the Kings of New York. I mean, take out the Mets and the Yankees?
All right. Look. You know what really pissed me off?
Kendrick whooped the Canadian for you. Now we up there. Now the Dodgers are slapping around New York baseball team.
You know what really pisses me off, and you know where the heat really lies, because you know the Yankees. This is embarrassing. I mean, you're out here getting swept, or maybe a gentleman sweep. It's just nasty and disgusting, and it's embarrassing to be honest with you. George Steinbrenner, he would never go for this. So there's that. But that's not even where my anger lies. It's them damn San Diego Padres. You had their asses. You were right there. They were shook. Dave Roberts was like, he's throwing the baseball at me. They were shook to death. And you getting game 4 at the crib. And what was it? 8-0? You guys.
Bullpen game.
You guys.
Shut them down with a bullpen game.
You San Diego Padres are disgusting. And you should be embarrassed with yourself. You had the opportunity and you couldn't handle it. Nasty work, San Diego. Nasty ass work.
Can I tell you why this might be confusing for people who are tuning in for the first time? You're wearing a Braves hat.
Well, wearing with the outfit.
There's probably people wondering what the hell is going on.
Nick Bosa on January 6th.
Well, all right. Angry every
time. Want to see that group text with him, Crosby, and Minshew?
Oh, God. And what's the other deal?
Boys, let's meet up on Tuesday.
Gardner's like, where'd you get the hat?
Yo, where'd you get it? I got a cop one. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew doesn't have the.
Things go right tonight. I'll be ordering Dodger championship gear. What size hat you need?
I don't need it. I don't want none of that. None of that. My baby, she don't even need a spit rag no more, so I don't even need that. Just don't even bring it nowhere near me, bro.
I mean, I guess the question is, what did you already buy when you were down there?
Good question.
I didn't buy a damn thing. You guys are going to stop with these lies.
They're not lies. There's photographic evidence.
Ain't no photographic evidence. It's me sitting up here flicking it off. What are we talking about?
I don't think.
I mean, I've been by Pac Bell Park several times. There's no pictures of me there smiling in front of the team.
I wasn't smiling in front of no damn team.
I think
you were excited. You were like, ooh, man, give me a nice Ohtani t-shirt or something.
Oh, my gosh, bro. I swear, man.
It's been a great weekend, hasn't it? I mean, Friday, you know, Saturday, you know, your Lakers went to 3-0 by beating the Kings.
Not my Lakers. Not at all.
Here's the Lakers one for those that have missed.
Oh man, look how happy he is.
No flip,
right next to AD.
No flipping right anyone off in that one.
The Western Conference Player of the Week. You're just
why aren't you showing the one where I'm flipping them off? Why aren't you showing that one? Why aren't you showing that one?
I don't know what
I've
photo you're speaking.
Why aren't you showing that one? That was there. It's been out there. It's on social media. It's everywhere for everybody to see. Why aren't you showing that one?
I haven't seen it.
I've never seen that.
Me either.
Gosh, bro. Oh my gosh.
I've only
gosh,
seen you
bro.
Smiling around LA teams.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. I definitely wouldn't even smile around no Dodger stuff. That wouldn't even no
I'm
smile.
Just saying, I didn't know you were the biggest Dodger fan in the Sacramento media market. I'm just like, man.
There he is out.
I'm gonna break something. I'm gonna break something, man. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I'm gonna break something, man.
What size t-shirt you need? Your World Series t-shirt.
I don't need one of them little trash t-shirts.
Come on, man.
Don't want one. Don't need
where,
one.
Where?
I got three of my own. I don't need one of those. I don't need
I get
one.
Why you're mad,
I got three
you know,
of my own.
First, you thought Aaron Judge was going to be a Giant. Then Aaron Judge go out there and do this against the Dodgers. You just can't stand Aaron Judge, huh?
This is pathetic. Did you guys hear Sterling yesterday?
I didn't. I saw you made note of that, but I didn't hear it. They got him again?
Oh, man. This ball was borderline shallow left field. And he goes, and it's a drive. That one's gone. Oh, no. And then it's caught by Hernandez. I got fooled on that one.
Oh,
someone
says
Stanton is still trying to get home.
Oh, my goodness. This guy. Oh, man. It's just a calamity. Just a calamity by the Yankees over the past week. It all started with oh boy, just throwing a BP fastball to Freddie Freeman. And then why did you walk Mookie Betts? You put the winning run in scoring position. Why did you even walk Mookie Betts?
Because they thought Freddie Freeman only had one good ankle.
Oh my God.
Let's take a listen to this call here.
And the breaking ball, there it goes.
Oh.
Deep left center field.
Oh my.
And Teoscar is there to make the catch. Oh, oh did I get fooled on that? With that swing. And the ball just
his voice broke.
There it goes.
And the breaking ball. There it goes. Deep there left center field. And Teoscar is there to make the catch.
Sorry. 30 feet in front of the warning track.
Also, am I mistaken?
When he caught it.
30 feet in front of the warning track.
Did he say?
There it goes. Deep left center field.
Oh, he said left center field. Okay. I was like, did he say center field? What?
I got so excited. But you know who I felt bad for
that's
last
tough.
Night? Poor Fat Joe. He came out there with some energy, and they were just like, oh, all right.
He didn't have that cube effect.
It's just
those New Yorkers would be talking all that mess, and then they're just like, oh, okay.
I didn't even hear him. What song did he perform?
I think he did Lean Back and All the Way Up and whatever song he had with Ja Rule.
Oh, New York. That was
yeah. I mean, talk about a dead crowd. I mean, gosh, yeah, I mean.
Fat Joe guy.
Fat Joe's okay.
Yeah. I don't blame Fat Joe.
We ain't going to have a Fat Joe week on the Instagram, but Fat Joe's all right.
He tried to do what he could, you know. He tried, you know. My man CeCe Sabathia on Twitter just going through it, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well,
what
happened to Aaron Judge?
He's had a really bad postseason in general.
Yeah.
How did he go from that to this?
It's dim lights.
A bunch of my New York people say this is what he does in the postseason.
Dim lights.
A lot of them are like, they're sick of this. They're sick of him getting to October and doing this. I don't care. Hope he does it four more times tonight. Keep swinging at those pitches outside and low. Keep on doing it, Aaron. You're doing a great job. Doing the Lord's work.
Are you finished? Are you done?
No, I'm not.
This man has appeared on this show for free for 4 years. He has gone through it with all of it. You have to let him have this moment. His team is finally about to win the World Series. You just got to deal with it.
It ain't real. It ain't real. I don't want to hear none of that.
Well, I didn't even say it wasn't real. All Ooh. I said was it would just be one.
Whatever.
One like, shining moment.
That's what they are out here.
NCAA tournament, Giants one shining getting, moment.
The Giants tried to win in 2020 and they didn't. So, I mean, there is that.
It's a different season.
They didn't say it's a shortened season. Can we, like, not play?
Well, it's a different season. You know, it's a tournament. 2020 was a tournament.
Okay. It was a tournament. And then when they played the Dodgers in the playoffs, what happened?
Oh, Dodgers won. Dodgers didn't win a World Series that time. Like I said, one.
What have the Giants done in the last 10 years? I mean,
we won a championship in the last 10 years.
Typical of a Niner fan.
We won a championship in the last 10 years. What you talking about?
Typical of a Niner fan. You're stuck in a different decade.
And check out the line of demarcation, because he knows if he said 15 years, he know what time it is. If he would have said 15 years, if he would have said 20 years, he know what time it is. But the line of demarcation is 10 years.
Typical.
So what do the Giants have? Three?
Yeah, we got three of them things.
He's about to have two.
No, he's about to have one.
No,
he about to have one.
I've seen Doc three Rivers. In my
lifetime. That ain't one of them.
I've seen three in my lifetime. What you talking about? Not three. Hold up, take that back. I was born in 81. Yeah, I was around in 81. 81, 88, 2020, 2024.
Jesse over
2020,
here.
2020. Stop with that. Stop with 2020. Let's just disregard that. You'll finally have a real one. You can stop with the charade of 2020. That's a charade.
What do you mean finally? I'm not like a Cleveland Guardians fan. What are you talking about finally?
Now that you have a real one, you can stop with the charade of 2020. That was not a real championship.
Whatever. Stop with your charade of a GM.
Why do you catch a stray?
Just because.
What did Buster do?
Just because.
Just because his name is Buster.
Yeah, because you got a Buster of a GM, yeah.
Aaron Judge, a 196 postseason hitter. Jesse called him.
Look who go. He get the stats for that out of nowhere. Nobody asked for that stat, bro. Jesse, he's trying to produce. That's it.
Jesse called him James Harden.
Ooh. Wow.
That.
Let's all go around the room and name our favorite postseason moments from each.
Aaron don't have one.
James Harden at least gets empty stats.
Yeah, James Harden actually, he had two game winners against Boston. That's the only one I could think of. Surprised the hell out of everybody. Look, they don't even remember it.
Freddie Freeman does.
With Brooklyn?
No, with Philly.
Freddie Freeman has a lot of – he has like – two or three postseason moments.
Nobody asked about Freddie Freeman.
He had one on Friday. Yeah, he had a great one on Friday.
No one asked about Freedy Freeman.
He had one on Saturday. He had one yesterday.
James had the two before he just fell out in game seven. Remember, he hit game one.
Had a postseason moment.
Who?
Walker Buehler. He owns New York. He owns that city.
Like I said, everybody get it. It's cute to get one. It's cute. The Major League Baseball filled with teams that get one. That ain't nothing.
That ain't telling me nothing. You know what? It's okay. I mean,
y'all like the Dallas Mavericks. Remember when they got that one NBA championship?
Wow.
People get one all the time, bro. That ain't nothing.
Now you're reaching.
You know what I'm just saying? That's what it is. Everybody get one all the time, bro.
Typical Giant fan. Just typical.
The Saints got one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't nothing for somebody to get one.
God, do you have any shame?
I'm just saying what it is.
It's just reaching. This is like yoga for you. You're just like reaching for like, just grasping.
It's nothing new. People get one all the time, bro. The Rangers got one, bro. The Rangers got one. People get one all the time.
Whatever. This you're really better than this. You know that, right?
No.
Or maybe you're not.
I was going to say. At some point.
Hey, man, look. The Raiders get one. Oh, the Raiders. They don't get one, man.
That's okay.
I went too far.
I've already told you your boy will never win a Super Bowl because it's during Black History Month.
Neither
will your boy.
Well, look, neither one of you are really standing on the moral high ground when it comes to the football players you cheer on. Let's be clear. There are plenty of January 6th suspects on both of your squads.
You know,
I know, but hey, my suspect didn't just rock the hat on TV the other day.
No, he took a picture with it and posted it on Instagram.
And then go to the press conference and hide his hands. I don't want to talk about it. It's that. man, whatever.
No, that was
an important time.
Oh, that, okay. that was whack, man. Right. I mean, it was just whack in general. But like, that was so sorry to do that. And then when asked about it, Jason, I know you've been in those rooms. I mean, he should have been pressed. Like, it shouldn't have been one question and we just move on. Like, nah, we ain't getting on until, yeah, we know you had a couple sacks. We get all that. I don't need your quotes on that. We ain't moving on until you talk about this.
Yeah, the next question should have been, why was it so important for you to do that during Kittle's interview? It wasn't like they were even talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why was it important for, you know, and if I were out there, I'd have asked him whenever next media, I'd have been like, no, where's Nick Bosa?
Mm.
I mean, he made a very political statement and then tried to, then was a coward about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, he gets to stay a coming, coward because the election will be coming gone before he has to get in front of the media again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it's it is what it is. At least the Dodgers are here to save us.
Well, they're not saving anything. How,
I mean, lean into your Freddie Freeman love, man. Lean in.
No, I don't have any Freddie. I like, he's a very good ball player. I don't have no love for Freddie Freeman. Let's settle down.
Okay.
But here's the question though that a lot of people pose and a lot of people talk about, and you've been in these locker rooms. How prevalent is something like that? You know what I mean? It may not be post game season, but like we joke back and forth about our team, but probably every team in the league, like, you think your team is clear or something like that, you're probably wrong. Like,
oh, you're definitely wrong. And it's probably some coaches and some we know NFL owners where a lot of them stand.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And I think I mean there's always going to be that, you know, just because it's America, it's the world, you're going to have differences of opinions. I just think what makes this so different was just that, you know, Trump is probably the most divisive candidate we've seen probably in our lifetime. We weren't around in civil rights, you know. The divisiveness, the things he said about NFL players, mm-hmm. you know. And I think in the fact that Bosa plays for the 49ers, where Kaepernick was, and it's kind of, you know, there's just so many layers to it.
Yeah.
The fact that he was the same dude who went and scrubbed his social media before the draft and then gave that mea culpa press conference about we all blah, 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 wah, wah, wah. I hope I can come to San Francisco and grow as a person, whatever. Mm. So, I mean, there's a lot of layers to this when it comes to him specifically, but just in general. Yeah. I mean, I've been in locker rooms, 20 something. Yeah. There's always been differences of opinions about politics. You hear it all the time. I mean, even, you know, when I was, you know, with the Kings, Spencer Hawes was a very loud Republican. He did not hide. He did not hide it. And I never had an issue with Spencer Hawes at all. You know, so, I mean, it's always been there. You know, it's just, I just think this particular candidate and the rhetoric that we've seen in over the last few years surrounding him just makes it even worse. It makes it worse or makes it crazier. And then the fact that the NFL has gone so far to try to remove politics from it, you know, in terms of what you can wear, and they tried to get rid of the, you know, if you don't want to remember the whole policy of if you're not going to stand for the anthem, stay in the locker room, or you can be all that. They've tried to remove politics as much as possible. And so, I can almost see somebody saying, or from the NFL saying, if we go too loud, I think Bosa will get fined for violating the uniform thing. Mm-hmm. That's probably a given that he'll get fined. Mm-hmm. But if you get into the whole public statement about it, now you invite, because remember with Kaepernick, the league, you had owners who did not like that Trump was using their league as a political, you know, tool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's in a lot of these same owners, some of them who are his friends don't want to be in that position again.
Some of them work for him. And Woody in his cat, doesn't Woody have some position?
He was like with the ambassador to something.
Yeah, he had some position with Trump.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of conflicting and a lot of contrasting interest in this. And the Niners are on a bye this week, right?
Yep.
So, another reason to make fun of Nick. You're like, oh, you going to do that, you know, throw a rock, hide your hands, and hide for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's always going to be that that divide. Not even a divide. You just have a lot of different opinions in a locker room, especially an NFL locker room. Because when you add the practice squad players, now another much bigger groups of guys for the practice squad now. Mm-hmm. You're talking about 75, you know, between coaches and everybody, 75, 80, 90 different opinions. Mm-hmm. And there's a reason why they try to, let's say, keep politics and religion out the locker room. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why guys don't mm-hmm. want to go there, because especially with this particular election, and we've seen it just in general, it's personal with a lot of people. It's like there is no just civil discourse.
Right.
You know, I've seen some of my friends get into some serious attacking of each other and name calling and people saying, I'm not going to be that person's friend anymore, or I blocked them on social, all that stuff. So I just think it's a different climate. Part of me says I'll be glad when next week is over, just because.
Well, I think those passionate conversations in politics have always existed for whatever reason. It's never been something I fully understood, but the discourse completely changed in 2016.
Yeah.
We're talking about something entirely different now than political discourse. We're talking about, like, hateful dialogue.
Yeah. And like I said, I remember Spencer wore a Mitt Romney shirt during some of, you know, like a shoot around. I think he might have been with Philly at that point, but, you know, but no one, I don't think anyone thought Spencer Hawes was, you didn't call him a racist because of that. Mm-hmm. And that is where mm-hmm. we are now. People are saying, if you're with this person, you're a racist. Mm. And you got people saying, no, I'm not. But I, you know, so I mean, yeah, the discourse is so different in the last 8 years, in particular with this candidate. Mm. And I've never seen, like I said, I wasn't alive in the 40s, 50s, 60s, or that, you know, I've never seen anything quite like this. And I think that's why it's so kind of like, you know, triggering to a lot of people. It's this particular candidate. And you also, you know, and it's also the obvious, you've got a white guy in a predominantly black league doing this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the reason he can get away with it, because he's really good at his job. So, I mean, yeah,
that's right.
You know, and so it's almost like I dare you to do something about it, because guess what? There's not 10 guys in the league who do what he does better than him. Yeah. So, I mean, there's that whole part of it, too. It's like, well, we always know the talent kind of gives you a little more leeway with teams, you know, and I wondered, I'm not in the 49ers locker room. I don't know those guys or anything like that. But you wonder, how do some of the other guys on the team feel? And I've talked with some agents, and they, you know, that I know, and they've said, when it comes to this particular political climate, it's not so much that you're mad that someone is voting a certain way. It's just that, you know, when you jump out, and if you're a Max Crosby or a Gardner Minshew, you take a picture with Donald Trump, you know the connotations with that, possibly to some of your black teammates. Mm. And did you, you know, what is that doing to your locker room? What is that doing to the camaraderie? Mm-hmm. You know, and I haven't heard anyone say, well, we don't like that guy or that, you know, whatever particular, but there, you know, there's going to be some tension, mm-hmm. you know, probably on some level, just because Trump mm-hmm. is associated with racism. Mm-hmm. And there's no way around that. And I know his supporters will say, well, they're not a racist, but I mean, they just had the doggone thing at MSG the other night. I've never heard of this comedian, but the things that were said at MSG were very offensive to you know, Puerto Ricans and other people.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get around that. So when you jump out and you do that publicly, I think if you're a Bosa, or like I said, you're a, you know, a, whoever you are, people are going to question that. And I think it's fair to question it, just because I've seen lesser or crazier things split up locker rooms and cause cross friction and, you know, and chasm. So it's just a crazy time. And I think it's almost like, you know, if you go that way, you're trolling some people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe, you know, but, you know, it's crazy to me. But hey. Like I said, what do I know? I've never had 15, 16 sacks in a season, and he can do that. Well, so I think you probably roll with it.
One thing that might have been glossed over a little bit is who allowed that rally to be at MSG. Because don't.
Is Dolan on?
I was gonna say, doesn't Dolan have to sign off on all that stuff?
I would think.
I'm asking. I don't know.
Yeah, I
don't know. But like I say, you know, he's got a lot of, you know, Trump's got a lot of friends amongst the NBA, NFL owners. You know, I'm trying to think because they were listing like the donations a couple of years mm-hmm. ago. Mm-hmm. I think it was like Mark Davis and like York were like two of the only ones who had not donated to him. And a lot of people had donated to him. And that was part of the tension back then. It was like, you've got him calling your players out of their names during rallies. And like, you're Jerry Jones. You're like doing that quote, that little photo op knee with your team while still sliding him money for his campaign. Probably. So yeah, it's a mess. And, you know, it forced me to tap into all my other degrees and look into the social stuff with this and just kind of all the other dynamics, because we've never had anything quite like this before.
Yeah.
Now, I'm pretty sure my mentions might be fun after this one, but hey.
Not on this show, buddy. Hey, this is you're but this is not 11:40, man. You're talking to a different audience here. We'll shift gears for the last few minutes, because I'll always try to talk about the work that you're doing. And you wrote about season two of the Starting Five on the way. I didn't really get the impression you liked the first season. Are you interested in this cast? Do you think this is a show you could get into?
I like the idea of KD, who's already unfiltered, being allowed mm-hmm. to just keep on talking. I like the idea of Jaylen Brown, who does not care mm-hmm. what you think about him, you know, having the leeway to say what he wants to say. And like I said, my issue with season one was just that I wanted less basketball. But I also mm-hmm. understand that I'm probably a different part of the audience. And there's probably a large part of the population going, wow, I had no idea they do all this, but a lot of that stuff we can see all, you know, a lot of these athletes post their workouts and the team social media post a lot of the basketball stuff. So I was way more interested in way more interested in, you know, when Sabonis and his dad and Sabonis and his wife, or, you know, Anthony Edwards and, well, the one, you know, his girlfriend, we'll say, and, you know, that situation. But I think with Jaylen and KD, you're going to get some spicy sound bits, some sound bites. And James Harden's going to be an interesting one.
That's the guy I'm looking for. I think he's going to be, I said it earlier, I think he's going to be like ironically funny. Like, I don't think he's going to be like charismatic or nothing, but some of the things I feel he's going to do and say are just going to be so ridiculous, they're hilarious.
He's going to be funny without not even trying to be funny, but it's going to be funny.
Exactly.
Because I don't think we a lot of us have gotten a real good look at James outside of basketball mm-hmm. in a large scale. So it's going to probably be a lot more uncovered about him away from the game. Yeah. So I think, you know, I think SGA, I don't know a whole lot about SGA.
Why I think SGA will be really interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about him other than he likes fashion.
Yeah.
And basketball.
So, yeah. You know, but I think KD is going to be gold, because I've talked any person to me who's talked to KD. I don't know anyone who's talked to him and dealt with him a lot who doesn't just like talking to him. Like he'll just sit down, you know, off the record, on the record, and just chop it up with you. And I think Jaylen's going to be the same way. I think Jaylen is, you know, it's very introspective. You know, when Jaylen got all NBA with a year ago, and that got him that big contract, he sent everybody who voted for him a handwritten note thanking them for voting for him. Hmm. And I got one. I was like, oh, look at, you know, I wasn't voting for him because I thought I thought he truly deserved his all NBA recognition. But, you know, and then I don't know if y'all caught any of his interview with Stephen A. Smith, where he even had the line where he's saying, if I got to sign with Nike to go to play on the Olympic team, I just won't be on the Olympic team. Yeah. You know, so I think just seeing him in different lights outside of just basketball player and social activist type Jaylen Brown could make some pretty good content. Yeah, like I said, I know, especially the way the headline on my story read, it sounded like I just was like anti-starting five. I really wasn't anti-starting five. I just was more, I was just like, okay, give me, maybe that's also the Laker fan in me saying, you know what? Come on, y'all ain't got one guy trashing Darvin Ham in this whole thing. Like, come on now. Come on, LeBron. I know you want to say something. Man, they're letting Darvin have it in L.A. now. Now that he's gone, they're like, wow, it's so great to have a coach with accountability and a coach with passion. And, you know, we're so prepared. I was like, oh, man, poor Darvin. Now Darvin and Doc are like memes now.
Oh, man, Darvin and Doc are having a tough having a tough go here.
What do they call them, cop buddy shows, Darvin and Doc?
I mean, I saw one meme of the two of them sitting together, and it was just so, like, cold-blooded. I was like, that's just not right. That's wrong. Mm. I'm like, those are our brothers, man.
Yeah.
Those are our brothers, man.
Yeah, I was just like I said, I have no issue with Darvin Ham as a person. I didn't want him coaching my basketball team anymore. Hey,
understandable.
Hey, enjoy tonight, Jason.
Yeah. Come on, Kenny. You ready?
Whose side are you on? What the hell are you talking about?
Kenny,
enjoy tonight.
Ready.
I hope the power goes off.
You know what? Hey, we're doing shots. What are we doing?
I hope YouTube TV has satellite issues. Yeah, no, he ain't enjoying nothing.
I got a good cigar. Victory cigar. You know.
Yeah, y'all didn't know Jason Jones out there on TikTok now. I'm scrolling TikTok and I got Jason Jones with the hats. I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
I've always had. I just hardly ever use the thing.
I like it.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm out there on that too, you know. And somebody, as soon as I posted that, somebody said, man, you gonna give Kenny one of them hats?
Hell said that. Block their asses. Block them.
They were like, you know, Kenny's jealous because he ain't got that many Dodger hats.
Block them. Who is that? So I'll block them. I'll block them.
Whenever I post about the Dodger, now people are tagging me about, hey, did Kenny see this Dodger video?
No.
I mean,
I got my people in L.A. talking to me like, yo, hey, man, yo, that Jason Jones, man, he on your head, man. Don't let him win.
Buddy, you already lost.
Hey, let's go to the parade, man.
Hey. Huh?
Don't look like I want to go to no damn
parade. You go with Jason.
You think I want to go to the Dodger parade?
Let's go to the parade.
Look, he's trying to Bloods and Crips it.
No, ain't no Bloods and Crips. There's always going to be beef.
This is peace treaty, man. I'm trying to bring peace, man.
Boy, you're getting away with murder today.
Going back and forth. The kids don't need to see this.
Look at this little sad Yankee Stadium. It's looking sad out there. Pathetic performance by the goddamn Yankees.
It's looking like AT&T Park, huh? Just no energy and nothing, huh?
No, we got championships over there. We got championships.
I ain't no whatever. Y'all got good garlic fries and not much else.
We got championships over there.
We got garlic. Old championships, right. Good garlic fries.
We've got to go. Jay, enjoy your night.
Oh, we're gonna have fun next Tuesday. Yeah,
and we'll be ready. We'll see you next Tuesday. Well, is this my man? Come on, man. Appreciate you, Jay. I appreciate you, Jay. All right, that's our man.
Get a new hat, Mr. Caraway.
Goodbye, Jason.
That's our man, Jason Jones, right there. Just my man. Just trying to. His team gonna win a title tonight.
I don't give a damn.
It's our guy.
Should be happy for your friends.
Yeah, why aren't you? Wow. That's hurtful.
We got the game, right?
Oh, yeah, we got the game. 4:30 coverage. Yeah,
you can listen right here.
Yes.
You don't even have to leave.
I can't believe it. I see Aceberg Slim in here. These Yankees, just this disgusting performance. We believed in you. We all believed in you. How dare you?
Guess you guys got to still talk about Mickey Mantle.
That was just pathetic.
Well, I don't imagine tomorrow will be very fun if this thing ends 4-0. But if the Kings win, maybe we can just bury baseball and pretend like it didn't happen.
Sounds like a plan.
So here's the deal. If the Kings win, we could just bury the World Series. No one cares. No one's tuning us to hear the Dodgers anyways. The Kings lose. It's 4 hours of the Dodgers winning the World Series. That's not true. Y'all know better than that. I'd never do that.
Okay,
we got the Purple and Black pregame show coming up, and then we're going to head out to the World Series with the Dodgers.
See this day.
Will the Dodgers win it all? You can find out here.
Shut the hell up, Damian.
I'm doing my job. It's on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Kings. Vamos, Yankees, damn it.